the person who gets the most done has the least excuses.
Welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now here's your host, three-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kozowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show. I'm your host, Deborah Kozowski, and we are diving in. Today, I wanted to talk about the power of yes, making the right choices, saying yes to the right things. You know, as we explore the transformational power of saying yes to the right things, I want to talk to you about some real life examples about embracing opportunities and why it can expand and accelerate opportunities for personal and professional growth when we can say yes to the right things and say no to the wrong things. See, one of the biggest ones is about recognizing your core values. And when you understand that when you make decisions based on your core values and you are in full alignment, that's where the magic happens, because you feel authentic and you have fulfillment because you're making decisions that feel right to you. And it builds a life for yourself that aligns with who you are and that you feel like you're in integrity and you have greater happiness and success. So I have one example. She's a marketing professional, and she was offered a lucrative job opportunity that required her to compromise her ethical principles. And no matter how much money she was making, she chose to decline the offer because it didn't align with her core values of integrity and honesty. So know what would be deal breakers for you. What are things that you don't feel right with? So that's not the right place for you to be. The other one is when we say yes to things, we can embrace growth opportunities. So that having that growth mindset, and it's going to fuel both personal and professional development. It pushes you out of that comfort zone. It fosters resilience, and it also equips you with skills and experiences that can help move you forward. So let's look at a gentleman named Michael, who's an aspiring entrepreneur who hesitates on taking on challenging projects. And he's afraid that if he steps out of his comfort zone, he's going to be figured out. So somewhat of that imposter syndrome. But then he decides to say yes. And by saying yes, it gave him an opportunity to learn and grow, but also now he has a new knowledge base that can take him to a whole new level. So think about the things that maybe you're saying no to. Are you pushing it aside because you think someone is better and more qualified? Or are you saying yes because there's an opportunity there for you to expand out of your comfort zone instead of getting too comfortable? Then the other one would be that when we say yes to the right things, we come from a place of openness. We're open to the experience, wanting to be curious and find out what's going to happen next. And it can be really exciting when we say yes, because it has this openness, it has curiosity. It feels like we're expanding our horizon, being exposed to different perspectives. And this is a chance to have doors open up to unexpected possibilities. Now, I don't know about you, but have you ever been in a position where you were at an event or you were in a job and suddenly, because you seized an opportunity, that new doors opened up that you didn't expect? Well, the same could be for Emma. She's a recent graduate and she was invited to join a networking group and she knew no one. So it made her quite nervous, but, you know, she decided to attend and engage with the room, and it led to more meaningful connections and opportunities. So knowing sometimes that you don't know someone, sometimes that's the best time to go to these networking events, is this is where you get to fully stay in a place of curiosity and getting to know other people. And it can be very expansive. Now, the other thing, when you say yes to the right things, this includes you prioritizing your self-care and setting boundaries. Saying yes to the right things says no to the things that drain you and they take away from your well-being. So when you put self-care as a priority and you're setting boundaries, this is helps you maintain some balance, gives you some endurance in life's, you know, marathon. So those are some of the things. So you want to be able to say yes to the right things and say no to the things that drain you. Don't feel like you're doing it just out of obligation. We got to protect our energy and we have to be mindful of our energy management. So an example was a guy named David, a busy professional, was constantly saying yes to additional work and commitments at the expense of his own well-being. And he realized that it wasn't working. So he started setting boundaries, started having some self-care by saying no to excessive demands. And that gave him completely more balance. And with this establishment of more balance, it really helped him accelerate and be a better, more present in his work and more feeling more fulfilled because he's not completely drained all the time. And then, of course, when you say yes, there's opportunities for collaboration and connection. Now, saying yes to collaboration and connection, this builds energy and it also helps us get into this creative and innovative state. And it allows us to leverage the strength of others and broaden our networks, create meaningful partnerships that help propel those goals. Because if you look at any goal, most goals are not done alone. And that way you can grow and learn. There's several reasons why people avoid saying yes to the right things. It can be in the form of the fear of the unknown. They know that uncertainty or there's risks involved with new opportunities. This gives them fear and hesitation. And it caused them to resist saying yes, even though it may align with their best interests. It's that fear of the unknown. How many times have you said no because you were afraid to take on something new, to take a chance on you? If you are thinking about that right now, I want you to consider what would happen if you said yes and you said yes to the right things, things that did align for you, that were in the step of your direction without feeling the fear and procrastinating and holding things off. The other things is the comfort zone. Honestly, people, we love comfort. People prefer to stay in familiar and comfortable, even if it's passing up opportunity for growth and development. They do. The comfort zone hinders the process and prevents people from saying yes. Now think about a cold, rainy day. You're underneath a blanket. Why would you want to get out and go for a run or a walk when you are in your comfort zone? So thinking about that relation of that comfort zone, when we have an opportunity to grow and develop, it can exceed that discomfort that we feel temporarily. Sometimes people say yes to the, you know, that hold them back is because they're already overcommitted. And if they add more, they can make it very difficult for them to prioritize. Like what comes first? I don't know what to do. So then it just becomes overcommitment. And then it doesn't let them say yes to the right things. Other things that hold you back from saying yes to the right things is maybe your own inner doubts and beliefs. That negative self-talk, undermining your confidence, undermining that self-assurance, causing you to second guess yourself. And you hesitate when it comes to saying yes. Say yes to yourself. Say yes to the right things that are important to you that align with those core values. And watch how much your life shifts into a place of a happiness, greater fulfillment. And just doing what feels right to you is one of the most empowering things that anyone can do. The other thing that distracts people from saying yes is burnout, chronic stress, exhaustion. It can take us out of our motivation and enthusiasm for life. It can make it difficult to summon the energy and resilience to embrace new opportunities. So if you're feeling like that, you want to take a step back. Maybe see if there's things on your plate that are not in alignment, that are draining you, so that you can reconnect and align with what matters. What is the greater connection for you? You need to be kind to yourself and take time to recharge and rest. Perfectionism is another reason people say avoid saying yes to the right things, is because they have these unrealistic expectations and fear of failure, causing them to avoid taking risks for new things, and because they can't meet their own standards. And of course, there's that lack of awareness, that limited self-awareness, that they don't know or understand the values, strengths, what they aspire to be, making it difficult to recognize when opportunities are right in front of their face. I want you just to take a moment. Is there something that you think you want to say yes to, but you're avoiding? Is there something that you have been avoiding because it's not perfect? There's unrealistic expectations. Is there something that you are worried about getting overcommitted? But perhaps you have things on your plate that you've already needed to let go of and you haven't. Now let's dive in just a little bit deeper to remind you why saying yes can have a positive charge on your life. Not only that, you know, we talk about growth and development, but it exposes you to new opportunities, challenges, perspectives, helping you develop new skills, resilience, and of course, confidence. It can expand your horizons, helping you embrace opportunities with people of diverse cultures, ideas, different perspectives, expand your knowledge to more inclusive worldview. And there's also making meaningful connections, really connecting with others in a meaningful way and opening doors to opportunities and new possibilities where you can meet like-minded people, mentors, collaborators, people who you can invent and innovate with. And also saying yes builds resilience because, you know, when you try new things, they don't always work out the first time. So what it means is overcoming setbacks, navigating some of those uncertainties and bouncing back from things that didn't go that way you wanted them to. And of course, you strengthen your resilience and determination when you're focused on what's most meaningful to you. And when we start saying yes, we put ourselves in positions to think outside the box. We start taking calculated risks. We push the boundaries of what we originally thought was possible. And then we expand it. And it's amazing because as we take these steps of action, what we find out is that it was way better than we expected. And I find it amazing to understand that we often are our own limitations. And as we seize opportunities, get more practice in, of course, we have more confidence. We reinforce our abilities to navigate challenges when they come up. We achieve goals and we start to empower ourselves and own our lives and aspirations with greater conviction. I don't know about you, but I think the spirit of saying yes can empower you to grow, connect, and thrive, and uncover and really embrace the possibilities that exist in front of you right now. And I'm sure there are some possibilities that you haven't even considered. Now, one of the things that I want to just put out there as you're listening to the show, knowing that there's coaching opportunities, whether it be myself or other coaches out there, that give you an opportunity to expand into your potential, explore the possibilities, help you get unstuck, help you find clarity, and really take steps forward that are going to empower you. And working with a coach is one of the most profound things. And when you have someone bring your ideas to the surface, they help you come up with your own solutions because the belief is that you have all the answers inside of you. And indeed you do. I can guarantee it. And you know what the interesting thing is? When we're seeking outside of ourselves for answers, we have so many answers. And we need to tap into which answer will be the best one for us. And sometimes it's a matter of asking the right question is all you need to take the steps forward. Thank you for joining me here today on the Millionaire Woman Show. I want you to say yes to the right things that align with who you want to be, that will expand your personal and professional growth. It will help you grow into places that you never thought possible. And sometimes we have inconvenient times. Don't stay in the comfort for too long, because as you stretch and grow, soon enough, it's going to get comfortable once again, and it'll be time to stretch. So I want you to really expand your thinking, the possibilities, and really step into who you're meant to be. I would love for you to pop over to my website at www.deborahkozowski.com. You can get your free PDF on Reset Your Mindset and help you take you to places you never thought imagined by opening up to possibility. As Mama Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And as always, go out and make today great.